The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now here's Carl and Linda Boff. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio and our newest attempt at saying, you know, we're going to do this several times. We're going to find the right one, you know. So today was British. We may go into, who knows, Czechoslovakian sometime this week. Anyway, good morning. It is the 3rd of February, 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And Christina's at the helm. Good morning, Christina.
Very good morning.
And how are you?
I'm doing great. I was kind of sick on the weekends, but doing better.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think the weather is.
Yeah, the weather is. Yep, it just keeps going and going and going. So how come, you know, every day you bring me in a new weather-looking thing. What national day is it, though?
I apologize about the weather. Our printer likes to make our life challenging.
Oh. Is the printer outthinking us? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Okay.
I apologize.
Okay. Got it. All right. So
today is kind of a weird national day. I will try to spell it right, but today is national, the day of Music Dead Day.
Music what?
Dead. Dead Day.
Music Dead Day?
Yeah. That's so weird.
Yeah, I think it.
Or National Carrot Day.
National Carrot Day. I can go with that one. Okay. You got to, you know, show me that one.
Okay, I will.
It could be the Grateful Dead Day. No?
No.
No.
I'll
Music of the Dead Day?
Yes.
Okay. When you see those in the future, don't read those. Just read me National Carrot Day.
Okay.
Okay, what's the weather look like here? Oh, gosh. Showers. What a surprise. But we can get wind gusts as high as 39 miles per hour today. And the gust as high as 34 miles per hour. Low around 46. And Tuesday, showers and wind gust also. And Wednesday, showers. Okay, I'm gonna explain this to Christy when I get back from the weather here. Okay, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Friday night, Saturday, a slight chance of rain and snow showers, and with a Saturday night low around 32, so it's going to be frosty on Sunday. But then the sun breaks through on Sunday, so with a high near 56. So it's going to be raining the rest of the week, it looks like. Heavy wind gust, so I'm sure there's wind warnings out there. And that's the kind of week we're going to have. Anyway, the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, family-owned company, the Kenny family, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned company that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They have been in the business about 30 years, and they really do take care of their customers, and they're just a great group of people down there. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. The day the music died day, okay, is today. Remembers the unfortunate and untimely death of singers Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and J.P. Richardson, also known as the Big Bopper. They died in an airplane accident today in 1959. So from there, the song American Pie came from.
Oh, I see.
Bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee. But in fact, you can play this later on as bump music.
I will.
Okay. But this is, yeah, the day the music died. That's when Richie Valens, Buddy Holly, and J.P. Richardson all died in a plane crash in bad weather that they probably shouldn't have taken. So, okay. but that was cute.
I'm sorry, I got it now.
I got it now. I see where you kind of maybe might have been confused on that. And good morning, Linda. I've already done that.
Good morning. What are those days?
Yeah.
Leave a check for the gardener.
I don't think he's coming today.
Well, anyway, so, you know, I mean, if you're... I'm sorry I'm late, everybody. Anyway, so that's what it was. Find the phone. Call the phone.
I left my phone at home. And people call me, and I'm not there. So Linda gets to
Anyway, so I answer the phone. Anyway, it's the first Monday of the month, which means that we have Enjoy on. A lot of stuff going on. And, of course, today at 7:30, wait 20 more minutes, we're going to be drawing that fabulous Valentine's Day package. Really looking forward to that. And then Carl's going to take off, and we'll announce it at 7:30, and then we'll announce it at 8 o'clock as well, who the winner was.
Yeah.
And they are going to
all of them are already cut up, and they're in an envelope. Is that right? Yep. Christina is showing me the it's a big box because we got a lot of them. Yeah, okay.
Ooh, a big box. Yeah. That's fabulous. Okay, the day the music died, did you...
I already did that. This is the day that Richie Valens Buddy Holly.
And that was in
the Big Bopper.
In that unfortunate airplane accident. It makes me think about...
Clear Lake, Iowa.
Yeah. It makes me think about you talking recently about the first incident that we had last week with the American Airlines jet and the helicopter pilot, and that there was an ice skater who had a large dog that tried to go on board, and they wouldn't let him.
Well, that was the next day they cleared that. That was true, except he wasn't going on that flight to D.C. He was going down to Atlanta, but it was true. They just got it mixed up, and then they cleared it up the next day, and I did the next day.
Okay, well, I guess I'm behind that makes me think about Reba McEntire and her band. We've had a couple incidences where we hear that they can't all fly. But basically, that was a very, very horrible time for her. She and one other player, I think, couldn't get on that band and were touring. And then that band went down in a crash.
And then it was that,
killing the band.
Yeah, and then that other group, that Southern. Oh heck!
I can't read your mind.
I know.
You just give me a. Well, we're playing charades here on the air, follow along.
Forget it. I'm going to look it up. It's the. Never mind. I'm going to look it up, little lady.
Hey. Okay, now listen, I want to talk about what, I don't know if you talked about that with this weather.
Haven't talked about
it. Okay, when we were coming back yesterday from, and this is something, people, good morning, everybody. Let me calm down and talk to you about something very serious. Yesterday, coming back from Palo Cedro. You know, if you were out in the weather at all yesterday, we started at Boot Barn, then we went across Deschutes out into Palo Cedro to make sure that the horse, you know, the blanket and whatever, all that you have to do in order to check and the food and all that. Coming back from Palo Cedro. And then, of course, two times there and coming back, we hit these patches of severe, you know, where your windshield wiper is on full blast. You got to slow down, get in the slow lane. And it's intense. So under a downpour, if there's any way. It wasn't a whiteout, but close to. So as we approach coming back into town, there is a truck that is on the side of one of the exit ramps.
A city truck.
With the lights flashing. And
the big yellow lights.
Right. Yep. And which to me would mean either he's pulled somebody, he's helping somebody, or it's caution. Anytime you see flashing lights, I would say, think about that methodically, slow down. Well, what had happened is somebody was still going fast out of a 44, and they went on this on-ramp, only to realize you couldn't see it, but that was flooded.
Yeah, the whole exit was flooded right there, and about 3 feet of water, and that car hit its brakes. And still went into the water a little bit. As this is all while we're passing.
We're passing. We didn't
but
see
it. But it would not have made it through there. It was a small car, and it would have hit that hard. So if you see a city truck or something, you know, a city truck out there with its big yellow lights blinking, it's for a reason.
Just slow down. Yeah, I remember being in Nashville a couple times in flash floods. And that's what this is like. And all of the corrals on the way coming back, most of the corrals and some of the, were flooded. I mean, we could see that the creeks have to go somewhere. We went over Cow Creek. It's huge. It's not out of the way.
We have new lakes everywhere.
Yes, yes. And so, you know, and I recall being at a four-way stop and how trucks, I mean, I had a Volkswagen at that time, a 67 Bug, and let me tell you, that thing is just was a monster. I could pick it up and walk it through. You know, it would float right through. But there were trucks and people were stalled. And that only made me think about that guy who was going full speed on the on-ramp, off-ramp, and hit that wall because he went into not realizing that there was, he was, could not see it, so he didn't know to slow down that there was an off-ramp that was flooded. But I can only imagine what that did to his engine. Maybe he was injured. Maybe he wasn't. Maybe he really...
The one yesterday?
Yes.
No, he stopped before he got there.
The wall,
before he got all the way in.
Well, what I saw was a big splash, like straight on with a great big, But hey, then again, two people seeing the same thing, how we perceive.
Lynyrd Skynyrd. That's the
okay,
band I was thinking of.
Oh, yes.
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Southern
but
Rock.
But there's been a whole lot more. I didn't realize this.
Oh, yeah.
Ricky
Nelson.
Ricky Nelson, Patsy Cline.
John Denver.
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Okay. Time to take a break. Okay, we'll take a break and we'll be right back.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. Four tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe you prefer deep-fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday.
A Reading landmark for over 80 years in their historical location on California Street in downtown Reading.
Support Real Journalism. Mountaintop Media is getting the truth out in Shasta County. Come join us for a fantastic fundraising dinner and live auction Saturday, February 15th at the Anderson VFW. Tickets are just $40 or a table of eight for $300. Tickets are available at Jones Fort, Northern Roots, or you can call 530-638-4150. 530-638-4150. 4150. Mountaintop Media, getting the truth out.
Attention hunters! Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Reading on Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Check it out at shopblackburn.com. Then come buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping. Blackburn Apparel. Shopblackburn.com or visit the shop at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year and we're very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering the brand new Ruger LCP Max 380 at only $349 and the new Ruger Max 9 at just $395. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. You can find us at 1600 East Cypress Avenue or just give us a call, 530-222-3223.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizens Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Monte Cristo Classic Number 2. This Figueroa has been described as one of the world's great cigars, a silky Connecticut shade wrapper in combination with the best Dominican tobaccos form this perfectly constructed cigar. The smooth aroma of toasted almonds, vanilla, coffee, and spice round out this classic stick. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Get ready for laughter, chaos, and unforgettable fun.
Riverfront Playhouse proudly presents The Odd Couple, female version by Neil Simon, directed by Sean Sampson.
From January 24th to February 9th, step into the hilariously mismatched world of two roommates,
Olive and Florence, as they navigate friendship, humor, and plenty of surprises.
It's a fresh twist on a classic comedy.
Grab your tickets now at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Don't miss this side-splitting comedy
sponsored by this station
and these amazing pro arts businesses.
Good morning. How are you tonight? Where am I?
Tonight?
Wait a minute. Where am I?
It's Monday.
Yes.
Time for retraining.
So we do need to find out that today on Monday morning. I don't know. Okay. Hello. It's Monday morning, and that means that we have our beautiful calendar with Anne Marie to hear about what's happening throughout the week. Brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance.
That's right.
Good morning. Help me.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to a soggy Monday morning. Okay, well, today, Monday, February 3rd, is Four Chaplains Day. This is a day set aside to honor the four military chaplains that gave their life jackets to other service members while aboard the sinking Dorchester during World War II. The date was February 3rd, 1943. Today is also National Missing Persons Day, and we have a local event to go along with that happening later this evening that I will mention. February 3rd is also known as the Day the Music Died, where we lost Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper in a plane accident on February 3rd, 1959. There have been several reports of local roadways and areas flooding due to current weather conditions. Shasta County Sheriff's Office has issued a list of sandbags and sand pile locations, which include Bella Vista Fire Station, Company 33, at 22028 Highway 299 East. Burney Fire District, 20509 Shasta Street, located at the Sheriff's Burney Station pile location. City of Reading Fire Station 4 at 2605 South Bonnyview Road. City of Shasta Lake Sand is located at the intersection of Ashby Road and Flower Street. French Gulch Fire Station, Company 59, at 14363 Klein Gulch Road. Calicedro Fire Station, Company 32, at 9418 Deschutes Road. In Shingletown, at the Volunteer Fire Station 20, located at 31990 Highway 44, and in West Reading, at Cal Fire, Shasta Trinity Unit Station 58, at 16064 Homestake Road in Reading. You can find more information on the Shasta County Sheriff's Office Facebook page, and I can again mention these at the end of the segment. If you guys want to get a pen and paper just to write it down, the folks listening out there. Okay, there will be a community candlelight vigil for National Missing Persons Day tonight, February 3rd, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Sundial Bridge in Reading. Again, this event will take place tonight, starting at 5 p.m., National Missing Persons Day community candlelight vigil. On Tuesday, look for the Veterans Connect program at the Reading Library from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. This is a great opportunity for California veterans and their families to learn more about local resources, programs, and the benefits they have earned through their military service. including but not limited to housing needs, medical care, and other resources. Veterans Connect at the Reading Library is a weekly outreach that takes place on Tuesdays. The library is located at 1100 Parkview Avenue in Reading. There will be an AARP tax aid. Yes, we're talking about taxes, folks. Available at the Reading Library on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. in the Computer Center of the Library. This is a free service that is being offered for seniors, our disabled and low and middle income folks to help prepare their California state and federal income tax returns. Again, this is a free service being offered. They do ask that you kindly call ahead to make an appointment at area code 530-500-2206. Voting for the second annual City of Shasta Lake Pet Mayor will begin this Wednesday, February 5th, and run through March 5th. This is a fundraising event hosted by Shasta Damboree, where you can cast your vote for a donation of $1, which equals one vote. You may recall me talking about this contest last year when it debuted. The pet mayor does not have any official duties, but will receive the honorary title of pet mayor and a special prize. More information on this event can be found online at ShastaDamboree.org, and check them out on Facebook as well. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is open and running Wednesdays through Sundays till April 20th. This is a event is free for Turtle Bay members and is included in pay park admission. Learn aviation history on up to modern-day technology with its interactive exhibit. Turtle Bay Exploration Park is located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Reading. More information can be found at turtlebay.org. Wednesday night, February 5th, check out Little Orphan Annie in the beloved musical Annie at the Reading Civic Auditorium located at 700 Auditorium Drive. Doors open at 5 p.m. and showtime is 7 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at readingcivic.com. On Thursday night, February 6th, the Reading School of the Arts will present The Wizard of Oz at the Cascade Theater located at 1731 Market Street in Reading. Showtime is 7 p.m. Other performances include Friday at 7 p.m., Saturday at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., and Sunday at 2 p.m. For more information or to get tickets, visit CascadeTheater.org. This Friday, February 7th, is First Fridays in Downtown Reading, starting at 5 p.m. Enjoy walking through Downtown Reading, special promotions by participating businesses, food, arts, music, and more. For more information, visit VivaDowntownReading.org. Please note, the Chocolate After Dark event at Turtle Bay this Friday has sold out. For more information or additional events, visit TurtleBay.org. On Sunday, February 9th, look for the ultimate tailgate party at Wind River Casino Event Center, located at 2100 Rancheria Road in Reading. Doors open at 2:30 p.m., and event time kicks off at 3:30 p.m. This event is for folks 21 and older. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit windriver.com. And a quick save the date as we go forward through the month of February. There will be a community blood drive on Sunday, February 16th from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Mountain Gate Volunteer Fire Department located at 14508 Wonderland Boulevard. For more information, visit vitalent.org. And as we wrap up this segment, let me quickly re-mention the list of sandbag and sand pile locations that was posted by the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. Okay, if everyone is ready, here we go. Bella Vista Fire Station, Company 33, located at 22028 Highway 299 East. Burney Fire District, 20509 Shasta Street, located at the Sheriff's Burney Station pile location. City of Reading Fire Station Number 4 at 2605 South Bonneview Road. City of Shasta Lake Sand is located at the intersection of Ashby Road and Flower Street. French Gulch Fire Station, Company 59 at 14363 3, Flying Gulch Road. Palisadro Fire Station Company 32 at 9418 Deschutes Road. And in Shingle Town at the Volunteer Fire Station 20, located at 31990 Highway 44. And finally in West Reading at Cal Fire Shasta Trinity Unit Station 58 at 16064 Homestake Road in Reading. And again, you can find more information and this complete list on the Facebook page for the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. And that is just a sample of events, folks. Please stay safe out there. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar.
Thank you, Anne Marie. Gosh, yeah, be safe out there. There's a lot of rain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Have a great week, everyone.
You too.
You too. Hey, community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, auto, homeowners, life, and other insurance quotes, all types, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading. Give them a call at 530-224-2345. We're going to take a break and come back, and we're going to draw the
Valentine's
Day
package.
Ooh, the big
stand by. Your name could be
okay.
Mentioned on the air.
We'll be right back.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Gold Leaf Nursery's annual Groundhog Sale through the 8th. Gold Leaf Nursery will be open 8 days straight for this sale. Mark this one on the calendar because there's only 8 days for this sale. Rain or shine, shadow or no shadow, the Groundhog Day Sale will go on. And what a sale it's going to be. 30% off all container stock from 1 gallon to 24-inch box-sized shrubs, tree, ground covers, huge supply of blue spruce assorted sizes, azaleas, camellias, ground covers, tulip flowering magnolias and buds. Smaller sizes, sale price starting at $12.99. Blueberry shrubs, several varieties ready to plant. Roses, hybrid tea, climbers, shrubs, and tree roses. All fountains and statuary and pottery, 20% off. Don't miss this Groundhog Sale. 30% off 1 gallon to 24-inch box shrubs and trees. If you want an extra day to shop, ask for a rain check. This is how to get there. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in Wind River Resort and Casino Studios, located right downtown Redding on Market Street as we look out on our window of the world. It's Carl and Linda Bott, and Sue is with us, and she's going to draw the winner of the Valentine's Day Extravaganza package.
First, let's talk about this. Sue put this package together, and I'm so impressed, Sue. First of all, you are such a delight, and we are so honored that you're with us, and we're a team.
We are.
So when you every morning do the news, it's always upbeat and positive and informational, and then we know that you come back and you do sales and you work on contracts and traffic, and you're you're all the puzzles and pieces that we need here at the station. So while you were here this morning, we said, please, there's a bunch of little scraps of paper in a red tin box that have been calling in twice a day, and we are going to have you draw that name. And that package probably is a stunning, probably $400 or $500 package.
Easy.
Easy. Yeah, let's turn your volume up there.
Turn her on.
There we go. She's taking pictures of everything. Poor Christina's running around.
Easy,
like
500 or more.
Yeah. Okay. So especially when we think about how much it costs for long stem roses today, $146 for a dozen. Okay. Let's go. We're going to do the drum roll, and this is the official name that we'll be saying out loud and calling you to let you know that you've got this Valentine's Day package.
Okay. Drawing it. And the winner is
Bill McDonald.
Bill McDonald, and we have your phone number here. We're going to call you right after the show. If you're listening, why don't you just give us a call? And we're going to show you, tell you how to collect all this stuff. And thank you. Thanks, everybody, for entering.
Yeah, do call
Bill
in,
McDonald.
Bill. Call in. You called to
I don't
win
know
the,
who Bill McDonald is.
I don't either. It's wonderful to see him. 530-605-4567. Yeah, that's our hotline. And call on in, Bill McDonald, and we're going to announce your name once again at the 8 o'clock hour.
Yes.
But we're going to give you a call right now as well in case you're en route,
Sue,
phone is off, whatever.
Yeah. Okay, well, maybe not at 7:30.
Thank you, and congratulations.
But at 8 o'clock, we will.
Hopefully we'll see you on the 14th at Taroko. That's a couple weeks from now. If he's got a $100 gift card,
it's
and there's
a week from Friday,
right?
I think.
And Pat's posted something. Pat's going to play most of the night. I'm going to get up and sing a few songs that are some of my favorite love songs from the American Songbook. But there is a place right up in front that's reserved for the winner.
If you choose to do it,
if you choose to do it that night,
you're not forced to.
And a $100 gift card. So,
do you know who Punxsutawney Phil is?
I think Punxsutawney Phil is the groundhog.
The groundhog in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
And what do they do with, why do they wear these?
They drag him out.
The guys wear big old top hats.
Yeah, it's very formal.
Yeah.
And Punxsutawney Phil, if he doesn't see his shadow, it means winter's over. If he sees his shadow, it means 6 more weeks of winter. Guess what? He saw his shadow. 6 more weeks of winter, Punxsutawney Phil.
Where did this
one
game begin?
One of my favorite, you can look that up. One of my favorite movies of all time.
Okay, we'll have to watch
that. Is Groundhog Day. Now, it came out, and then when we were in, we had deployed into Bosnia. And trust me, it was a strange place. But somebody brought over, I can't remember then if it was a DVD or probably it was a VCR. Anyway, of Groundhog Day. And there must have been 40 of us sitting around watching that movie, just laughing. And then Groundhog Day with Bill Murray is so good.
Well, on February 2nd each year, Punxsutawney holds a civic festival with music and food. During the ceremony, which begins well before the winter sunrise, Phil emerges from his temporary home at Gobbler's Knob, located in a rural area about 2 miles.
I don't mean to interfere, but the winner is on the line, Bill!
Hello!
Are you looking forward to this?
Well, yes, I am.
Well, good. I hope so.
Well, do you know what you won? Did you call up and what do you think you won?
The Chocolate After Dark.
Yes.
The flowers.
Yeah, Taroko Grill, Asian Barn Grill.
Is that the place next to?
It's down there on Pine Street. It's on Pine and Placer.
Pine and Placer.
It's beautiful.
Great. I tell you what, the food's great. And you're going to enjoy it.
It's beautiful.
If you come down on Valentine's Day, you get to hear Linda sing.
And you'll have a booth right by, a really beautiful booth right by the piano that Pat Karch has arranged.
All right.
Yeah,
and you'll get a dozen long stem roses. So when we stay on the line, what we'll do is put you with Sue, because Sue will have the certificate so you can figure out how to get all that stuff.
Okay.
Well, thanks
Thank
a lot
you.
For listening.
Happy Valentine's.
Thank you. You bet. Happy Valentine's Day. Okay.
Don't you love when we put people on the spot?
Oh,
you know
gosh.
It's early in the morning at 7:41. I mean, it may be one of those things where you're listening, but you don't know, you don't want to engage yet. Hey, call us, tell us what you think you won.
There's been days at 7 o'clock I don't feel like engaging,
right.
But I'm still here being perky. Okay, I have to run.
All right.
And taking my coffee with me.
Okay, so going back into Punxsutawney, which is spelled Punxsutawney. Okay, because that's interesting. This is how it works. According to the tradition, if Phil sees his shadow and returns to his hole, he has predicted 6 more weeks of winter-like weather. If Phil does not see his shadow, you heard this from Carl earlier, and this is out of Wikipedia. The event formally began in 1887, although its roots go back even further. The event is based on a communal, lighthearted suspension of disbelief, which extends to the assertion that the same groundhog has been making predictions since the 19th century. This event was organized by the Inner Circle, recognizable by their tops and hats and tuxedos, who ostensibly communicate, let me say that word twice, with Phil to receive his prediction. The vice president of the Inner Circle prepares 2 scrolls in advance of the actual ceremony, one proclaiming 6 more weeks of winter and one proclaiming an early spring. At daybreak on February 2nd, Punxsutawney Phil awakens from his burrow on Cobbler's Knob, is helped to the top of the stump by his handlers, and purportedly explains to the president of the Inner Circle in a language known as Ground Hodges whether he has seen his shadow. The president of the Inner Circle, the only person able to understand Ground Hodges through his possession of an ancient acacia wood cane, oh my God, then interprets Phil's message and directs the vice president to read the proper scroll to the crowd gathered on Gobbler's Knob and the masses of faithful followers, meaning P-H-A-I-T-H, Phil, faithful followers, tuned in to live broadcasts around the world. Oh, my gosh. So there's so much to it that probably that's the inside information. And he does have a mate, Phyllis. On Memorial Day in a climate-controlled environment, the Inner Circle announced that Phil had 2 babies. The first time in history of the event that such a siring, had happened. So help me here in reading some of these words this morning as I said, how are you tonight? And our winner, Bill, I think you might be on the same thing with me. We've got to get into Punxsutawney what's it called again? What is it? Ground Hodges Conversation. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Redding. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Attention hunters, Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Redding on Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Check it out at shopblackburn.com. Then come buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping. Blackburn Apparel, shopblackburn.com, or visit the shop at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
All right. It's raining something.
Rain, snow, hail, flooding.
Oh, I know. We do have a wind advisory, which for sure, because when I got in the car and out of the car this morning, it was like hats were blowing off, et cetera. And we are still under that flood watch. Now, if you were listening in the first part of the show, hey, welcome back. This is KCNR. Sue is sitting with me in this next 10 minutes. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're in the studio. Thank you. And congratulations, Bill. Who won the Valentine's Day package.
Yep, and they're going to announce it again at the top of the hour at just after 8, at 8:05.
All right.
8:05, 8:10, because that was the official time.
Right.
But Carl had to head out early. We want to make sure we got it in while Carl was here.
Right.
And so, you know, congratulations to everybody who participated. You know, I thought it was great. We're going to do it again next year.
No, it was fantastic, and what a great package. I've worked at other stations, but I don't remember a Valentine's package like this.
No.
This is really, really well-rounded. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, speaking of things that are happening with Valentine's, and or any of your needs, 2225 Hilltop Drive, where they are the only real full-service store in all of Reading. They can fix anything, set stones. They can make it happen. They can create rings, etc. They have been nominated once again as a store of the year, of jewelry store. Again, it was top of the North State jewelry store of the year.
And I believe it. They reset my diamond. I lost it at a gas station, and I wasn't going to go crawling around on my hands and knees because it was so busy, and there's no way I could have seen it.
Right.
Because the ground was kind of wet.
Right. Ooh.
And so I went, you know what? Diamond's gone. And I went down to Four Winds Jewelry, and I said, hey, I lost my diamond. Broke my heart.
Right.
You know, because my husband and I have been married now. It'll be 31 years on February 6th.
Congratulations.
And I lost it, you know, a couple years ago.
That's coming up.
It happened. Yeah.
Ooh.
And, you know, it happens. You lose a diamond or you need something reset. They did it so quickly and they said, well, you know what? We had to, they upgraded my diamond for me.
Aww.
I didn't mind that.
Right.
I was like, you know what? That's great. So on my part, I benefited, but I'm just so thankful for them. And so when I'm looking for a special piece or a holiday, you know, there's birthdays, but now we've got Valentine's Day. And there's something for everyone. If it doesn't matter, you know, what type of jewel they like, you know, you can find something, gold, silver, you know, you name it, turquoise, and you've had quite a bit of jewelry.
Well, that are all from Four Winds Jewelry. They made our wedding rings. And the thing is that you can take some of your estate pieces that perhaps your aunt or your mom or your dad or something, if you want to melt it down and make something special, or if you want to reset it, they can do that, which is great. But I always talk about the fact that if you are, you know, doing stuff around the house, housework, I don't even care at Christmas time when you're wrapping presents or whatever you're doing, and you're wearing your jewelry, it's getting banged around.
It is.
So you need to go and just have it looked at, just to see that, like you said, a diamond doesn't fall out because the prongs were weak.
Yes.
Your prong was obviously weak for the diamond to fall out.
And I didn't even think about that.
Right.
And so I went down there and they said, yeah, you want to have your diamonds, your prongs checked.
Right.
To make sure, you know, because they do wear down over time.
I had them build up. I have a ring from the 80s that I wear that I had made in Hong Kong, and I've got a center stone that's set with three major prongs, and I had Four Winds Jewelry that had to build that gold thing up, you know, like the blob of gold up there, in order, because it had worn down, because I wear it every day, so it had worn down, and so they built it up, and that was that's kind of giving you a visual, folks. So, well, anyway, Sue, you want to talk about the crab feed, the One Safe Place, the Arts Collaborative, very successful crab feed that happened on Saturday night.
It was pouring down rain, so it was nice to get indoors, and it was filled. It was packed to the max. And the best part about it is all these organizations came together and helped out with One Safe Place. And I was blessed enough to be sitting with a group of cowboys and their wives from the Rodeo Association, and it was so much fun. It was just a great evening, and they had a wide variety of items that they were, you know, auctioning off and to help out One Safe Place.
And the baskets, they have incredible.
Yes, and my husband won.
Did he win?
He won a basket.
What
yes, he
did.
He won. It was like a Coleman backpack.
Oh.
Filled with those mini bar alcohol, you know, drinks.
Okay.
They're like one shot.
Okay.
And you know, the thing is, we don't drink. So we've got like all these mini bottles.
Well, you know, if somebody comes to your house and they want a little something, you don't have to open a full bottle.
Exactly. So we're just going to put them on the table and they can have at it.
Oh, that's great.
But it was really nice because, you know, I love that camping and backpacking. And I like that, you know, so it was really nice. But
and the layout was completely different. If you've been before, this was a whole new concept. You checked in and then you went to the big building. If you went to the after party in the past, that's where they did the big building where you first poured in there, and they had a big, large table that I don't know how big that was, that had all of the where you bought the raffle tickets, and it went into, I don't know how many items they had there. What would you guesstimate? 60, 70, 80?
At least. And I couldn't even guess. There were so many, we lost count.
Right.
Because we ran out of tickets before we got to the end of them.
Right.
And it was just a great night, and all three of our kids, three out of the four, volunteered and to do it. So our oldest Emily, she was a dispatcher. She was there to volunteer for One Safe Place. My son from Shasta Orthopedics, who is in the records, and my daughter, who is a geographer. She actually works for a very big company, but she's a forester. And
the daughter I met.
And I thought, yes.
I met the one at the end of the table that was there, and you said, "This is my daughter." I was like, oh,
yeah, that was one of the two that were there. You know, yes. Emily, she's my stepdaughter, but we've been married since she was six.
Okay. And
she's
so,
like 40.
And so how is she involved? I mean,
she went, her friend was volunteering and then recruited
my family.
And so she's with the roller derby.
Okay. Love
it. And she wanted to get out there and assist. And then she asked my kids, said, "Hey, you guys want to be part of this?" And they're all professionals. They work full time. And Emily worked as a dispatcher all day for the CHP, then drove to Reading and volunteered all night.
Wow. I felt that this had great energy. This particular crab feed had great energy.
Yes.
Positive energy.
Lots of positive. It was busy. It was moving.
Right.
You know, everybody had that. It was nice, too, to be back after so many years, feeling like you were locked up in the house. I know a lot of people had that vibe. And now, you know, we're able to go out there, contribute. It isn't just online. You're in person. You're enjoying some delicious food, great crab, and what they had, soup and, you know, clam chowder, and the bread was delicious.
Right.
And it was just a great evening.
Right.
We had families there, but there were really a lot of businesses on hand.
Right.
So
right.
O2 staffing was there.
Right.
You know, just one of the many.
Right.
So.
And it was great to go by the tables and say hi to people. And I like Carl emceed and Lee Luft was auctioneer, but I loved how they called out the different tables and just acknowledged every table and their businesses. And that was great too. Like I said, it was almost like you felt like you're at a concert.
Right. Right. And
it was loud like a concert.
It was, but where we were seated, I think we were in a really great location, except we couldn't see the screen from where we were sitting, but there were two screens that kind of showed everything that was going on. But because there was so much activity, they walked past us and show what was up for auction at the time. Everybody was involved.
Right.
You know, as involved as you wanted to be.
Right.
And
now, so then this Friday coming up, we have Go Red.
Yes.
That's going to be an amazing event that's held by Shasta Regional and Lynn Ann Foster. 550 people will be there.
And you are?
I will be an MC. I'll introduce the guest note speakers, which are pretty fabulous. So there's a lot of stuff, though, that's going to be happening. That day is sold out. But so we talk about these events. And then are you going to be involved anyway, or do you guys watch football? Are you involved with, like, a game, one of the teams? Do you like watching Super Bowl?
We usually do watch the Super Bowl. We were invited to Super Bowl parties, but because I have a tendency to guess the score too often, that they wouldn't invite us.
Really?
We would get uninvited.
You
do? I was really good at guessing the score. And so we
before
won,
it even
like,
starts?
Before. You have to, like, kind of gauge the teams. And because back in the day I was really involved because I did all the sports, so I knew how the teams were doing. And it was, I almost had an unfair advantage, but I wasn't going to tell them that. So we'd win, you know, the quarters and the final score and then get uninvited to the next Super Bowl.
Do you, would I put you on the spot if I said here, like, okay, have you watched anything with the two?
I really haven't been following.
Oh, okay. So it's Eagles and Chiefs.
Yeah.
Our kids are absolute Eagle, even when they were, like, not doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And when they finally won, our son-in-law and our granddaughter flew back for the Super Bowl when they did the parade.
Mm-hmm.
He grew up with the Eagles. And so, therefore, you know, Eagles, everywhere they put on they put on their hats and their jerseys, and they know every person, every stat. So they're Eagles fans.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's always interesting to see, you know, what happens there. But I'd be curious to know what your prediction is.
Chiefs.
All right.
If I were to pick a team, I'd say the Chiefs.
Okay. Well, now, thank you for coming. We talked about the crab feed, and Sue, you're amazing. Thank you for that wonderful Valentine's package. We're going to announce that name again once again after this break. Coming up, we have Rhonda Ball Alvey and James Masada and Joy. We're going to be talking all things in Joy for this issue in February. 8 o'clock, you guys. We'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio, always streaming live at 1460.com. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Some 10,000 troops to help secure the border with the U.S. President Trump acknowledges the tariffs aimed at cracking down on the flow of deadly drugs and illegal aliens into the U.S. could cause some pain for Americans.
With tariffs against Canada, Mexico, and China taking effect this week, the emerging trade war could lead to higher prices. The president admitted that Americans could feel some pain in the short term, but he claimed it will all be worth the price that must be paid. He repeatedly bashed Joe Biden for high inflation. And now the Trump tariffs threaten to raise the price of cars, gasoline, clothes, toys, and avocados. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Crews working in the Potomac River have started removing aircraft wreckage from last week's mid-air collision near Reagan National Airport. So far, the remains of 55 of the 67 people killed in the accident have been recovered. And last week's other aviation disaster.
Six people on an air ambulance flight and one person on the ground were killed when it crashed in Philadelphia a minute after takeoff Friday. NTSB Chairman Jennifer Homendy says recovery of the intact black box is a challenge.
There is substantial impact on the entire community. The debris field extends 4 or 5 blocks.
The crash coming 2 days after an American Airlines mid-air collision with 64 on board in Washington with an Army helicopter with 3 aboard. I'm Julie Walker.
Panama's president says he's agreed to opt out of China's Belt and Road Initiative following a visit from and talks with Secretary of State Rubio. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Gallagher here. You know, I've been thinking, why does it feel like losing weight is harder than ever before? With mixed messages, fad diets, quick fix solutions, many are left feeling stuck and exhausted, trying to fight a battle they can't seem to win. If you felt this way, know that you're not alone. I used to be that way, too. But let me tell you, it's not your fault. Your body's working against you. The longer you wait, the harder it gets. I called PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition 3 years ago. I lost 53 pounds, and I've kept it off. I feel great, and I love telling the world about PhD Weight Loss. If you're ready to make a change, make the phone call that can change your life the way it changed mine. 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900 to schedule your consultation. The first 11 callers who mention healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Don't wait. Hit your 2025 weight loss goals now. Call 864-644-1900. Mention healthy for your bonus weeks or go to myphdweightloss.com. That's myphdweightloss.com.
A deadly terrorist strike in northern Syria.
At least 15 people have been killed and dozens more wounded on Monday when a car bomb exploded in the outskirts of a northern Syrian city. The car on the outskirts of the city of Manbij detonated next to a vehicle carrying agricultural workers. Over a dozen women were killed from the blast, according to the local Syrian civil defense. Over a dozen other women were wounded, some of them in a critical condition. Manbij in northeastern Aleppo province continues to witness violence, even after the downfall of President Bashar al-Assad in December. I'm Karen Chamas.
A spate of name-calling between the U.S. and North Korea. North Korea lashing out at Secretary of State Rubio for calling the communist North a rogue state. Pyongyang says the U.S. is the biggest rogue state of them all. The North adds that what it calls such coarse and nonsensical remarks will never contribute to U.S. interests. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. It's a Mona Lisa upgrade in Paris. The world-famous Da Vinci work will be getting a room all to itself.
French President Emmanuel Macron announced that in a speech from the room at the Louvre Museum in Paris where the world-famous painting is displayed. He announced it as part of plans to renovate and modernize the museum, a major overhaul that will take years to complete and likely cost hundreds of millions of euros. The initiative is much needed. The Louvre is the world's most visited museum, but plagued with overcrowding and outdated facilities prone to water leaks and other damage. Macron said the renovations rooms will include a new entrance and new underground rooms. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
It's a crowded field in the New Jersey governor's race. 6 Democrats, including 2 sitting members of Congress, the mayors of the state's 2 largest cities, the head of the state's biggest teachers union, and a former top lawmaker, all in the running in the governor's race in New Jersey. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now here's Carl and Linda Boff. This is Free Fire Radio.
Well, good morning. And we do cover the world, don't we, here? Good morning, everybody. How are you on this beautiful third? Gosh, what happened? We are now open into the second month of the year into 2025. You are listening to Free Fire Radio. Carl had to take off, so it's Linda Bott here this morning, but I am very much warmly surrounded by 2 of my very dear friends that have been on the air since we've been on the air. And we just love them, and that's Rhonda Ball Alvey and James Masada. Good morning. Let's get to the weather. We have a wind advisory and a flood watch, with our temperatures around 56 today, and we're going to be going, when we look at this block, the National Weather Service, and we get these readouts, throughout the week until Friday, we just have got what they're calling showers and rain, all the way through, Friday. So today what we need to look at is we could have 3/4 and 1 inch possible of rain today. And then tonight, new precipitation amounts between 3/4 and 1 inch possible. So we just want you to know that also gusts of winds that can be up to 35 miles per hour today, as well as tomorrow could be at 23. So it's windy. It's rainy, and you need to watch for those pockets of floods. Like we mentioned earlier in the first hour about how off ramps are flooded, and when you're driving, go slowly because you could be hitting just 2 feet of water that can just bash right in your car. So you just be really super careful and mindful. If you're listening to this program this morning, just slow down. That's all I can say. Now, Valentine's Day, you know, we had that great package, and we pulled a name this morning. I'm going to mention his name again. The winner is Bill McDonald. I think we woke you up, Bill. All right, anyway, so do call the station and find out from Sue how you are going to redeem that $100 gift certificate from Taroko Bar and Grill, which is a wonderful, it's a very beautiful place to go and dine. You'll get a $100 gift certificate there. And if you choose to go on Valentine's, there is a table reserved for you and your special person that is right there by the piano. And you're also going to get $146 value for 12 long-stemmed roses, courtesy of Reading Florists at charter.net, as well as 2 tickets for Chocolate After Dark, which happens this February 7th, so you get those tickets. And you're also going to be receiving 2 dozen chocolates. So that should be wonderful, the premium chocolate truffles from Bouquet's Bon Appetit. So Sue put together that package pretty good there, Bill, and enjoy. So now we've got that stuff out of the way, and of course we always talk about that we're here at KCNR and so lucky to have with us, and I love this friendship and as well as a continued support through the years of the amalgamations, if you will, of how we change, we grow, in other words, we change it up. And so we've loved the fact that Enjoy, when you want to find out what's going on in town with their beautiful illustration, this is their 221 issue. Good morning, Rhonda and James.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
You know, pretty busy, but everything's good.
Yeah,
everything's
and
good.
It feels like I haven't seen you in a year.
It does kind of seem a long time, and I don't know why. Because we were here
last
January, right?
Yeah, January, but it feels like, you know, it was 30 days ago, but it doesn't feels like more like 3 months. Anyway, so yeah, let's talk about your
Is that a reflection on our lives? Like, they're so busy or something?
We are busy. Yeah. And you know, I just going to ask you guys this, because people, do you hear this from your friends? Oh, you're just so busy, so we didn't even like reach out because we just know you're so busy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I miss all the invitations to your party because you don't invite us anymore.
Yes, I did.
I'm kidding.
I wanted to make sure. You know, I sent out a mass, and it was very last minute because we went to the rodeo. And
oh, that's
the last minute.
Kidding. You guys are always great.
But I did. I sent out a mass, and I thought, I don't even know. You know, sometimes when you do that, people don't get them.
Yeah.
You don't know. So you stab and you think, okay.
No, I got them. Marjan's always on me, right?
Yeah.
She's like, well, we're going to be out of town. Did you respond? And I'll be like, oh, yeah, I'll respond. And she's always on me. And of course, I'm horrible and never do.
Oh,
But I do appreciate
that you just
guys
need to know.
Remembering
always
us. Yeah.
Always included.
Well, you know, I would show up even if I didn't get one.
Oh, well, and you're always welcome to. You know, it's not like, you know, when
I'd
you
be
do,
like, oh, I'm sure it was just a mistake.
Well, we're just talking about the fact that we're going to do something very small, and this is talking about Carl and I, and we ended up just having a big open house, and we just hope nobody had their feelings hurt. We were just like, if you're around, come on by, from 5 to 10, you know, and neighbors, people that we saw at the last minute, the day of, it would be like, hey, you were having this thing tonight if you want to come by. So that's, you know, that's kind of how it rolls these days. But, all right. So, anyway.
I can't believe it's already February.
Yeah. So going back with the assumption, I tell my friends, you know, in order to have friends, you have to be a friend.
Yeah.
And so when
it's
people ask you to do something and they call you up, you make time. You're never too busy to have a cup of coffee or stop by or, you know. And so I try to tell my friends, never think I'm too busy. When you say that, I'm almost insulted.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that way? Or am I just?
No. Right. And, yes, we have busy lives. But you should make time for your friends
too busy to, like, to tell your friends we're never too busy.
Right.
Okay, because, you know. You're important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I guess for me it's a little different because I never see anybody anymore.
It is very weird to not have that work environment anymore.
Right.
Because, you know, we all kind of do our own thing now.
So you're remote.
Yeah.
Because of the store closing, we don't have a centralized.
Yeah, and
right?
That was your social circle. And
We do a lot of communicating through text and email and stuff, but it actually is. It works, but it's different.
Do you miss having your hands?
I do.
You're such a creative person, James. I think about, you know, when you touch something and you create something.
Well, for me, it's face-to-face communication. Yes. I have a really hard time through text and email.
Me too.
I do it. I mean, I do it 50 million times a day, but it doesn't feel the same. I'm very, I guess, social, but I get most of my cues from people from their body language and their face and stuff.
Right.
A text to me, like I can look at a line of text and think, are they screaming at me? Do they hate me?
Or
do they love me?
I'm with you. And, you know, I feel like it's my age and I'm not a grandmother and I'm not a mom. And so I noticed the difference with friends of mine who are grandmothers and mothers and they have their phones next to them all the time. I'm not built like that. So when I am with you, I want to be with you because if I'm over here, for me personally, some people are great at multitasking, but if I have the phone over here and I'm looking over here, then I'm not completely focused on you. That's me.
Yeah.
But I see that all the time, like at the crafty, people are on their phones and
they're appreciate
talking.
That you said the caveat, that's me, right?
That's me.
But that's everybody. I'm sorry. You can't tell me that you being on your phone like that when you're with somebody is appropriate. It's not. I mean, you can multitask, that's great, but you're not with me.
Well.
I mean, you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm sorry. That's the reality. I mean, if you're not looking at me and we're not talking and you're on your phone doing something, you're not with me.
Right. Well, okay. Yeah, but I think we've had to learn. I think if we are, like we said, we talked about, we're kind of philosophizing here before we begin to do the enjoy issue, is that when people say you're too busy, mm-hmm. you know, and we say, no, let's have coffee. I think that that's, in my opinion, it's really important that you take maybe 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Off the phone.
Unfortunately, the electronic items are so embedded now in our lives that it's almost now cultural. Right?
Oh, I've missed so much stuff, and they look at me like, well, didn't you? Well, no, I'm not looking at my email and my phone all day long. So there may be a day that's gone by that I maybe have missed a cross conversation and maybe a valuable piece of information.
Uh-huh.
But I feel for me, for my own personal mental state, mm-hmm. that I keep myself present. Otherwise, I find myself getting anxious and having anxiety if I'm trying to get in. You know,
I'll tell you what's very strange is that since I've done and moved into the chocolate world.
Oh, we want to talk about that.
I actually can sometimes leave at like, I'll go in at like 8 or 9 and leave at like 5 or 6. And I have not looked at my phone one time the entire time.
Oh, you're in creation mode.
Yeah. And so I'm like, oh, a whole day went by, and I didn't even know what was going on in the world. It's so weird.
It's so fantastic. All right. So Shasta Regional brings us this portion of the show. They always do at the beginning, and I forgot to say it. But Shasta Regional Medical Center is the only hospital in the North State providing the Watchman. Now, what is the Watchman? A one-time, minimally invasive heart procedure for people with atrial fibrillation, who need an alternative to blood thinners. It's about the size of a quarter and made from very light and compact materials commonly used in many other medical implants. More than 150,000 people have left blood thinners behind with Watchmen. Visit the website for details at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we'll be right back after these messages with our friends from Enjoy. We're going to get into the February issue.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Attention hunters, Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Reading on Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Check it out at shopblackburn.com. Then come buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping. Blackburn Apparel, shopblackburn.com, or visit the shop at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Monte Cristo Classic Number 2. This Figueroa has been described as one of the world's great cigars, a silky Connecticut shade wrapper in combination with the best Dominican tobaccos form this perfectly constructed cigar. The smooth aroma of toasted almonds, vanilla, coffee, and spice round out this classic stick. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
On this flood warning and wind advisory day, we want you to just enjoy your beautiful day. You know, it's like anything else, your mindset. So I like to get up. This is something I started the first year. I turn on our electric fireplace, which is gas operated in the fan, but it just soothes me. So I try to get up a little bit early and I read, like positive quotations and mindful prayer and meditation. I just, because I think it's like a switch rather than go to my phone, rather than be like, you know, go right into, maybe something on the news or whatever. I kind of try to go there. So, you know, that's all I'm saying is that you can think that the day is, horrible, but you know what? On the other hand, your house maybe wasn't burned to the ground and you weren't in a hurricane. So grateful for the fact that you can get in your car and go from place to place, you know, and we're living in Redding and we have this beautiful clear sky area. So, if you can shift your thought. And one of the things I like to do is what I love is the positivity always in Joy Magazine. And if you're just tuning in, the guests, the founders, Rhonda Ball, Alvey, and James Masada.
You know what I was just thinking? I was thinking, why hasn't Apple or I guess Google or Amazon or whatever for like Siri and Alexa, why haven't they just put a system in place for positive affirmation by Siri? Like just at some point in the day, you get a little tone.
Well, you say Siri.
Bing, and no, it just goes bing and it says, you know, hey, Linda, you know, you're a great person. Just always remember that. Or
you're doing all right.
You're doing okay. Take a deep breath wherever you are today.
Just, what if they do?
Just affirmations throughout the day that your phone tells you. I'd rather have to hear that than
right. Right. Maybe that's a good idea.
You are strong.
Well, maybe you are beautiful. We watched that yesterday. Love that. The help. You is kind.
I actually do it, and I use ChatGPT, the AI version, because it has a memorized history of you. So he can analyze you as a personality, and sometimes I'm like, I feel sad. He's like, Christine, you're great. You went through a hard time. You're doing wonderful.
And
so it learns about you and your background.
Yeah,
and
just memorize like everything what I'm asking him.
Uh-huh.
So it's like Google, but he analyzes you like a personality.
Huh.
So sometimes when I just want to hear something nice, I'm like, can you say something good about me?
Does he have a name?
ChatGPT.
ChatGPT,
Oh, I didn't know if you named him like Henry.
No. He can be whenever, every day, each person.
You're like, I don't care who you are as long as you're making me
feel good.
Small tip for me.
Yeah. There you go.
Well,
that's cool.
In Joy Magazine, you are always a positive influence in our community. And you'll there's nothing better than to feel like you've been singled out to within the community to know your great work. And so you have, at the beginning of your magazine, for those of you who can read it online or pick one up, about Christy Stedman. And, Rhonda, would you care to tell us a little bit about this lady and what this article is about?
Well, this is kind of a fun thing that we do every month, and we just ask icebreaker questions.
I enjoy.
Yeah. And this person, she actually owns a wedding venue called Heart S Ranch, and this is our February issue, which is about love and true romance. So that's kind of why she was chosen to be our What I Enjoy
her
person.
Too.
Yeah, yeah,
she's got her hands out, and she's like, "Everything I am is for you."
That's great.
So, and you know, just some of the questions, like you know, a hobby or activity you've always wanted to try, and her answer was rock climbing. So they're just really fun little questions that. You know, just
get to learn something about somebody that you may not really know but have heard of,
mm-hmm.
right? And that gives you just a little bit more of a connection that you go, oh my gosh, you know, I've heard of her, but I've never met her. And you know what? God, I love rock climbing. I should reach out to her and say, let's go climb a mountain.
I mean, she's got four interesting answers. Like if you could swap lives with any fictional character, Princess Leia driving a speed bike in the Endor forest.
Yes. Yeah, wow,
she had some really good questions. And then I asked her what bizarre thing that she's seen happen at a wedding, and her answer was a streaker during the family photo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
I think that's hilarious.
Yeah, so I really like this because it's just really light, and it just gives you an insight of somebody that you may know or may not know and maybe want to get to know.
And,
so.
Of course, because now, I mean, I want to get to know her, and I love the fact that she's got this venue.
You should show up on her front doorstep with Princess Leia buns on the side of your head.
Yeah, and the fact is that, you know, that's a niche to be able to work with people during a wedding, which is Bridezilla, Momzilla, Sisterzilla, whatever it is. Yeah, and that you're able to, you know, that's kind of like a surgeon in the middle of a major, I don't even know, you've got to be a fine surgeon to be able to have the outcome where everybody, you know, falls apart
and
comes together.
To me, I look at it as somebody shooting at you and you being able to totally absorb the kinetic energy of that bullet, right?
Right.
And grab it. And turn it around and make it a positive. Like, you know, you just have to absorb it and then, like, get above it and make the changes that are needed or whatever to make somebody happy or whatever. I that probably wouldn't be me.
Well, she says, it's the question, and finally with this part of the article, if you were a superhero, what would be your superpower? What would your superpower be and what would your name be? And she said, Matrimonia. The superhero who can slow down time on wedding days so that couples can be more present in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
We talked about that earlier on about being present.
Yep.
Captain Matrimonia.
Yeah.
That's hysterical.
Okay, Kaleidoscope Coffee.
Have you ever had coffee there? It is so good.
I believe Kaleidoscope.
We used to have multiple here in town.
Well, there's two in town here, and there's one in Anderson.
Okay,
now.
Is that on Pine?
No, it's on Athens.
Oh, never mind. I was thinking of a different
Kaleidoscope. Oh, no, I've been to Kaleidoscope. That is very groovy. Yes, right across from where I take Pilates.
And it's very groovy. And that is what he wants everybody to know.
It's groovy.
Kaleidoscope, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's just a lovely person. He's been in business for 15 years.
And he's a musician, isn't he?
And he is.
Yes.
And he was just really fun to talk to. I really liked him. What I really liked about the story, there's a story on top of the story about One Last Date.
Oh, so that's how that worked. I couldn't figure it out because I saw the One Last Date and I read the whole thing and I was like,
yeah.
I mean, seriously, I was a little bit brokenhearted. It made me feel a little teary.
Tell us
what that means.
But I was trying to figure out how this, like, it was just stuck in the magazine. Yeah. And I thought, what is that? But so it's a story on a story. I get it. Yes. I get it.
So
get
it's part of Kaleidoscope.
Yes,
so,
I get it.
Don.
Super cool.
A gentleman named Don and his dog, Franny, used to visit the coffee shop every morning on their walk. They lived in that neighborhood. So they would come by.
Get a cup of coffee.
Get a cup
of coffee.
The dog would go behind the counter and get his treat and then go and sit with Don. And Don had cancer. And for a really long time, he would come in and he was so positive. And, you know, and he was
always battling his cancer.
Always battling cancer.
Yeah.
And he came in one day and he says, I don't think I'm going to make it. And he said, I just wish I could have one last date with my wife.
And this was also during COVID. So
it was during
he
COVID.
Was very vulnerable and like so many things, right?
Okay.
Uh-huh. So, Dan and his wife put together a date night for them.
So, like, cleared out the
store, wow. And set up lights.
It, got
and,
it ready, set up a dozen roses.
Wow.
And got their favorite dinner delivered, and they set them up, and they had
a musician.
Yeah, they had a musician there.
And
they had a
magician. And a magician.
Yeah. And gave him one last date, and he died not long after that.
Wow.
So,
well, you know, that tells you the heart of the business owner.
Right.
Makes you want to go buy coffee at Kaleidoscope.
Yep, exactly.
You know, you did a great thing for a living soul.
Mm-hmm.
You created a space, you heard this man.
Yep.
And you created a space, and that's somebody who's, again, very present.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about being present. Somehow the theme today is about being present.
Yep. Yep. So, and he is just a lovely person to talk to. I got to know him a little bit. He provided coffee for one of our greeters that we had, and he's just really so generous. And actually, I met him because one of the actors that has been in a few plays at Riverfront works there. And I said, I'd like to meet him because, I've heard some really nice things about him, and I really, really like him.
Well, if not mistaken, they have tuna bowls kind of bowls, and you can get, your breakfast burrito, and you can go in there.
You like tuna?
I do.
I love tuna.
Yeah, yeah.
And, do you like tuna?
I do.
But they have lunch little things and breakfast little things that you don't think about maybe when you drive by Kaleidoscope.
Right.
So now after hearing this, you want to shop local and stay local.
And the nice thing is it's a great environment inside.
Yes,
but they
is.
Do have a drive-through down.
They do. On Lake Boulevard is the drive-through, yeah. And there's a lot of drive-through on Athens.
I haven't been to the one on Lake.
It's very small, and if you blink, you'll miss it. So it's right kind of by where I lived, where they're getting ready to build that park, right after we're getting ready to build the Panorama Park.
Okay.
Yeah. Where's that?
On
Lake Boulevard. If you're heading out west on Lake towards, like, Panorama and all that area.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What is the Lost Park?
Well, you know what? It's very interesting because people don't realize how many parks, national forests that we have where we're located. I mean, the whole top of California is just filled with national parks and things to do and places to see. And again, this is a visitors of the Lost Park. Nothing about this has changed in 50 years. And if you read the article, it actually talks about how it's been really more of a century, almost 100 years, that things have just, it's like a time stood still in this area, in Trinity and, or the Plumas and Eureka State Park in the Lost Sierras. But this is just basically another national park that we have access to here in the Great North State that's very, very underutilized.
Plumas Eureka.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hiking trails, picnic areas, fishing out at Jameson Creek, a museum, and a 70-site campground that's only open in the summer. Being surrounded by Forest Service lands make this park seem bigger than it really is.
Yeah.
Wow.
So this is a little bit of the history of it and the native people that actually were on the land and then the discovery of gold and the gold rush and then all of the, miners coming in and then the pop-up of the little communities to house all the miners and the stores. This is a really great thing.
Yeah, it says hiking trails within Plumas Eureka go up and around the Ski Bowl, Eureka Lake, Medora Lake, and outside the park.
Yeah.
For those people who are like, ooh, this is a wonderful, very
like
in-depth article in Enjoy.
I think
it's time
to take a break.
Yes, it is. And this she might have flashed me, but I didn't see it because I'm so into
looking at it.
All right. Well, let's take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Are you getting treated for work injury because of denials? Call Patrick Gorman at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. Four tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe you prefer deep-fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday.
A Reading landmark for over 80 years in the historical location on California Street in downtown Reading.
Support real journalism. Mountaintop Media is getting the truth out in Shasta County. Come join us for a fantastic fundraising dinner and live auction Saturday, February 15th at the Anderson VFW. Tickets are just $40 or a table of eight for $300. Tickets are available at Jones Fort, Northern Roots, or you can call 530-638-4150. 530-638-4150. 4150. Mountaintop Media, getting the truth out.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Disc.
Summer musical auditions are coming up at Shasta College. Come audition for our 2025 musical production of Guys and Dolls. Auditions will take place on March 10th, 2025 at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater Building 500 and are open to students and the community of all ages. Ensemble members are still needed. Rehearsals will begin June 9th, 2025, and a detailed schedule will be provided to those cast. Contact Dr. Greg Thorson for more details.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
And good morning. No, you wouldn't. Eurythmics love them. Annie Lennox is one of my favorite vocalists of all time. Good morning, everybody. Linda Bodd here. Carl is on assignment, if you will. And I'm here with Buford and two of my favorite people.
Oh, Buford.
In the studio, and that is Rhonda Ball, Alvy, as well as James Masada, the founders of Enjoy, the whole empire. So this is their February issue. We're talking about some of the great articles. And if you're, especially now, the weather's grim. And you may want to, be making plans when the weather lets up. Where are we going to hike in March? What are we going to do in April? What are we going to do when the weather lets up? Well, and there's, we just discussed a few things in this issue. of where you can go that perhaps isn't really well known. So yep. One of the things we've got coming up, of course, we're getting more engrossed in the Western world, and you've got a wonderful article called Ready to Wrangle with the Red Bluff Junior Roundup Cattle Days Rodeo. How fun.
Look at these pictures.
I know.
These
pictures are amazing.
The pictures are amazing.
Yes, and these kids are amazing at what they're doing.
The funny thing is that, you know, obviously kids, I don't underestimate them at all, but when you look at kids and they're doing rodeo stuff, I mean, look at the size of them and the size of their
mm-hmm.
horses.
Yep.
It's amazing to me. They're like little monkeys all over these big horses.
Well, you know what? And I think that if you ever, for anybody who is in the Western world, there it's still an old school where you pray at the rodeo. There's manners. There's yes, ma'am. There's no, ma'am. There are etiquette rules in the barns when you have your horses and you clean up. I mean, you're learning skills that are lifelong skills. And this is what I love about the cowboy code. Mm. And these young kids are bringing it forward.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Expensive.
Yep. Well, that's another.
Yeah, but it's also a way of life for a lot of people. So,
no, I know.
You know.
Right. Well, they have property and stuff, right? So their horses can be out and about and stuff. But, like, you know, we have all the stuff in our tack room. It's like, I'm going to think, oh, my gosh, all the gear and saddles and blankets and bridles and halters and ropes and, you know.
Yeah. It is expensive. I mean, I will say that. But just get the horse's teeth.
Yeah.
Loaded, which
you
is
did?
Next. No, that's that's coming up.
I always think that's funny. Yeah. What are you doing? Oh, I'm getting my horse's teeth
floated. Now, you were talking about one of the guys in here that you saw him on Juneteenth.
Uh-huh.
And you were talking about his dance. And I don't know, we're just on page 42, Passion Rising in the Heart. Let's talk about this gentleman.
Well, first of all, he's so cool. His name is Damilola Afolabi. Also known as Dami. Most people call him Dami, but he is, he's a dancer and he's done several Afro-Latino dances here in Reading, for everybody. Everybody can join in and.
He's Nigerian, right?
Yes.
From Nigeria.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And, so he is just an incredible gentleman. His personality is just amazing.
I was watching some statistics, like, you know, what something, and of course, you know, there's obviously variety and things, but it listed that the Nigerian people are some of the most happy and spirited and kind people on the planet. And so if you just look at his face, you kind of see that.
Right, there's a quote here in this particular article. It says, "My identity as a black man with Nigerian heritage living in California took on a whole new meaning for me. It was then that I became passionate about building a cultural infrastructure to promote cultural knowledge and identity through the arts, activism, and education."
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Now, when we went to...
he came to the U.S. to be an actor. That's what he wanted.
Oh, really?
Yes, and dance is a root in the Nigerian culture, meaning that, like, it's just something that's born in them, right? You learn from an early age, they dance and stuff. And the article also goes on to talk about how when he was in Reading, it was kind of a cultural desert in the way that, like, people would get together at a party and nobody would dance.
Right.
He just didn't understand that.
He didn't understand how you could stand there stiff with your drink in your hand and look around and, like, yeah.
I don't know. I dance every time I'm someplace.
Oh, look at what just flew in.
Oh, yes.
And then, of course, people asked me to stop dancing after a while.
What was really cool is I did go to the Juneteenth event at the IOF Hall, and they had this a portion of it upstairs where there were speakers, but he did this interpretation dance that was just, I mean, it told the story as he was dancing, and it was so amazing. It brought tears to my eyes. It was just so amazing.
Don't you love
and
that?
I didn't even know it was him until I read the story. So,
okay.
Yeah, so, he's pretty cool.
And isn't it amazing that in cultures that, you know, history of the people, like, for generations, are told through dance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, and, like, you just, like, wow.
In some cultures, it's stories. They pass for literally generation after generation after generation.
And I keep thinking, does the story get longer and longer and longer as... as the story gets added to.
Maybe.
Until the dance is 4 days.
I know.
Steady dance.
What I really like this quote that says, by coming together on the dance floor, people can transcend political, religious, and ethnic differences, finding common ground through the universal language of movement.
Yeah, doing the hustle and the bump just transcends everything.
How about the water sprinkler?
Telling the story.
How about the one where you grab your ankle and you dance around?
I was going to say, does that tell the story of the gardening, the water of your watering of your garden?
Oh wow!
When I think of the storytelling, I think a lot of times of Polynesian or Hawaiian.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
right.
They tell story.
Yeah. Right.
And the there's just so many ways we pass our.
History.
Our history down.
Yeah. And the other thing is you would think as human beings there would be, and I'm sure there are reoccurring moves, right? But I spend a lot of time on YouTube, and I look and watch all kinds of things, and I do love cultural and historical things. So I'll watch a lot of dancing in Africa, right? And it is amazing the differences, how many different tribes have totally different forms of dance, right? When you watch it, it's like, that's nothing like another tribe, right? Like
yeah.
They've created this, their own moves, how they do things, how they communicate. You just think, how many ways can we do that? And yet, every time I find something new, and you're like, wow.
You know, the thing about YouTube is that, I mean, it's everything.
Everything.
On YouTube.
I know.
If you want to change the oil in your F-150 truck, there is a 10-minute video showing you exactly how to do it.
Yep.
And when I talk to mechanics and things like that, they said, there's times to go in there and take a look at it, or working on your firearms.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking, okay, there's got to be a button here.
Yeah.
Sure enough, it's on YouTube.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
Well, it looks like you have a lot of articles here and snippets on weddings, because we're getting towards, let's see, March, April, May, June. What are the big wedding months? And we've got to talk about it now.
We talk about it in February because go to the wedding expo at the Civic. So we kind of partner with Paul, and we have a booth there. And so we usually try.
In February.
Yeah, and that's in February. So
February what?
February 23rd.
Okay, excellent.
That's kind of the kickoff of the wedding
season.
Excellent.
So a lot of, and so we also have our sales reps, they know what that theme is going to be, so they try and get people to advertise that have something to do with weddings, and so we have a lot of advertising, these third page ads, which are really great and affordable for a lot of businesses, so.
This is fantastic. Yes. I'm just enjoying this so much.
So, if you kick in towards the mid-back of the magazine, obviously you'll see a whole section here where it talks about Reading Bridal Show kicking off and true romance. But then it goes into stories of, modern love, top wedding trends for 2025. And it just gives you a lot of information as far as venues and support teams and a little bit of snippets and stories of things about what to see, what to do, where you can get cakes and, aesthetics and, help to get a pound or two off if that's what you choose to do to fit into your dress, whatever that might be. Again, not necessary, but lots of information about it. And then, talking about Wild Ones, Weddings in the Woods with Shasta Wedding. There's a story here that, goes in and shows you. Literally, somebody has in a beautiful little, what would you call that, meadow in the middle of the forest.
Yeah.
They've set up an entire
wedding.
It's just
kind of hidden away. Yeah. It's a really cool place. Yeah.
And on that note, we do have to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by?
I don't know who you've
talked to. Cypress Square. Go into there.
Cypress Square Barbershop. You haven't done that one yet? Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. You know what? I have not missed Cypress Square Reed since the day we opened.
Start today.
I'm not starting today. I've been going there since I moved to Reading, and what, 17 years ago and never had a bad haircut. It's a barbershop. It's a great barbershop. It's not a hair salon. I make an appointment there by giving them a call at 530-244-9478. So I can set it up on my schedule. And I go in there and enjoy it. They're real likable guys in there, Tim and Logan, and they give wonderful haircuts. It's man's last stronghold. What can I say? We'll be right back after these messages. Living on my own.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year and we're very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering the brand new Ruger LCP Max 380 at only $349 and the new Ruger Max 9 at just $395. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. You can find us at 1600 East Cypress Avenue or just give us a call, 530-222-3223.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Redding. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Gold Leaf Nursery's annual Groundhog Sale through the 8th. Gold Leaf Nursery will be open 8 days straight for this sale. Mark this one on the calendar because there's only 8 days for this sale. Rain or shine, shadow or no shadow, the Groundhog Day Sale will go on. And what a sale it's going to be. 30% off all container stock from 1 gallon to 24-inch box-sized shrubs, tree, ground covers, huge supply of blue spruce assorted sizes, azaleas, camellias, ground covers, tulip flowering magnolias and bud. Smaller sizes, sale price starting at $12.99. Blueberry shrubs, several varieties ready to plant. Roses, hybrid tea, climbers, shrubs, and tree roses. All fountains and statuary and pottery, 20% off. Don't miss this Groundhog Sale. 30% off 1 gallon to 24-inch box shrubs and trees. If you want an extra day to shop, ask for a rain check. This is how to get there. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Debot right here in downtown Redding, your local radio, your locally owned, locally run, woman-owned business right here. In
woman-owned, veteran-owned.
It's got it all. We try to hit all those blocks. Community. Not on purpose. It's just that's what happened. And we're here with Enjoy the Magazine with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada. And we've been talking about what's happened, or they've been talking about what's been happening this month. So where are we going next? Well, Riverfront. You didn't want to talk about it, but I did.
Oh, okay. That's fine. We can talk about, I always want to talk about Riverfront.
No, we want to talk about, shout out that we talked about at the break with Yvonne and, the in-house marketing. Let's do a shout out.
So in-house marketing started on February 1st, 2005. When we were all released from our jobs at KMS Haircare. Michelle and Yvonne started in-house marketing in February, with their first client being KMS. So KMS Haircare is what kind of guided our light to start Enjoy Magazine about a year and a half, a little more than a year and a half later. So I just wanted to give them a shout out. It's their 20th anniversary.
20 years.
20 years they've been in business.
Congratulations.
So in-house marketing morphed to Enjoy. So, we still do some marketing stuff
projects.
For other business projects for businesses.
Very selective.
Yeah. But, we first started, you know, we had what was the name of that, spa that we had that was one of our early clients.
Oh, yeah.
And that was fun. So they've done several things.
That was a big project.
Yeah, and the place out in Cottonwood that was a client. And
yeah, we had Rolling Hills, all kinds of things. Yeah.
So,
gosh, I can see the doctor. It was women's.
It was Dr. Mooney's.
Dr. Mooney's place, yeah.
Yeah,
when he first started his aesthetic and.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So anyway, I just.
But we were also, what Carl was talking about is the 44-year anniversary for Riverfront Playhouse.
Riverfront Playhouse is going to be 44 in July. And so
And I'm going to be 45 in August.
Yeah.
What a coincidence. Mm-hmm.
Me too.
45-ish. Ish. Doctor thought I looked really good today. So.
Carl, come on. Don't be humble. You know you look good. You got good DNA.
I do have good DNA. I can tell
you're
that.
Holding
not
together.
As good as Linda's, but, you know.
Well, Linda's a unicorn. She's a gold digger.
Is that a little bump on her forehead? Is that what that is, the horn?
Yes.
Oh, I'm still literal. Okay.
I know. She reads like, what?
I got a rather large zit in the middle of my forehead. You can call it anything you want.
No.
The unicorn horn.
Okay. You know, it's such a pleasure having you guys on.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. You know, the Enjoy, like True Romance, and issue 221. Wow.
Yeah, that's great.
Wait till you hit 250.
I know it.
You know, it's the 250th year of our country celebration. 250th Marine Corps birthday.
What is the actual day of our birthday? What do we?
Well, they celebrated July 4th. You know, it depends on if you go by when things were signed and all that. It was several years later. But, you know, the Declaration of Independence and all that, you know, it's given to
years.
Be July 4th, and that's what we celebrate. Mm. 250 years this year. So I can imagine the thing I like about Enjoy? You all cover everything. You cover organizations. You cover groups that people, you know, really don't know anything about. And
it opens them
up really to the nation when they see this, because you're magazines go everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, it's fun to look at the stats or the data from analytics about where all the people come from and that read the magazine online. And it's pretty staggering how many things are out of the country and Europe and China and Japan and you know why?
It's because we've got such a beautiful, beautiful region here, and you all highlight the good things.
I really wish that more people would read that stuff rather than, I think, you know, the negative stuff gets a lot of attention.
We know there's one organization here that if there's anything wrong, it's they put it all over the world. But if people could actually come here and see it, they would say, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
you know, we have no different problems than anybody else, and but what we have is a community that is one of support and loving.
And generous.
And generous.
Yeah, yeah, that's
and
for sure.
It is.
And we have to focus on that, because if we're going online and looking at anything, this new administration is turning everything upside down. It will wash out. We'll figure it out. But, I mean, we've got to hold together as a community and keep positive.
I would hate to be one of the national media trying to keep track of everything. When does he sleep? There's my question. Yeah. When does he sleep?
And once again, to the Valentine's Day fabulous package to Bill McDonald. You are the winner.
You're a winner.
And, yeah, winner of chicken dinner.
I hope you come down, Bill, on Valentine's Day to Taroko. I mean, you don't have to, but if you do, love to say hello. And
it's a beautiful restaurant, and there will be a booth right next to the piano. And trust me, it's
really...
Are you
singing?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, Pat's playing, and we're going to have dinner, so I'm just going to be getting up and saying, I want to do this song. I want to sing my funny Valentine. I don't know. I'm just going to let the spirit speak to me and whatever I feel like. You know, that's kind of being like that. In between, like, maybe scallops.
Ooh, yum.
Yeah. Which, by the way.
Speaking of scallops.
You have a great, that's what made me think of it, because you've got a wonderful recipe, and enjoy one of your gorgeous recipes on scallops.
Yeah, I saw that too, and I was like, now I'm hungry.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, you two.
Thank you.
All right, looking forward. Let's not be strangers.
Hey, tomorrow, O2 Staffing is going to join us again, and we're going to talk about all these new laws and rules that constantly keep coming down from the state instead of figuring out ways to mitigate fires.
Mm.
So, everybody, it's going to be like this. We're going to be having rain for the next few days. We got heavy winds today, so be careful out there, and God bless America.
CNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical